Frankie, what's the mood like in Roscommon?
There's a great buzz around the town. I seen Kevin McStay in town there yesterday. he was like the Taoiseach going around, everybody wishing him well and getting photographs taken with him. So there's a great buzz around the town. But saying that, people are optimistic. They're not going up with massive confidence saying they're going to beat Mayo, but we're going up and we're hoping that we can get a good performance. And if we can get a performance on the level, I suppose, that we had in the kind of final, and maybe a little bit more on top of that, you'd give Roscommon a chance. But you'd be still very wary of Mayo. Mayo are on the road a few years and they've a lot of experience built up. They're a big, strong physical team. From a Roscommon point of view, you'd be hoping to be a bit leggy after last weekend's extra time against Cork and try and catch them on the hop. But I suppose listen, if Roscommon can get a good start, to be going out there gung-ho, I imagine trying to get a good start and try and stay in the game until the last maybe 10-15 minutes, you never know what could happen. But Mayo, they're in back in Croke Park and you'd be just weary going in that they could turn on the style on Sunday.
And tell me, Kevin McStay named an unchanged team. I suppose no great surprise in that. Maybe personnel moved around a bit, but we don't pass much heat on that in the modern game.
Yeah, he's named the same team. He named it a week out from the game, and that's Kevin's style since he managed our own club, St. Bridget's, back in 2013. So I suppose it gives players a chance to get to know what their position is going to be, who they're going to be picking up and what's going to be expected of them. And I suppose it'll give the lads on the subs bench an idea of what's going to be expected of them. So that's Kevin's style, and it's worked so far. Well, it's worked in the kind of final, so you never know. Hopefully it can work again on Sunday.
Is it bonus territory on Sunday for Roscommon?
Probably is, Tom. When you look at the league campaign and the championship, the league campaign this year was a bit of a disaster. We won our last game against Cavan. Kevin said at the start of the year he wasn't going to put much emphasis on the league, that he wanted to have a good championship. And in fairness to him, he won a kind of championship, so which is great. Going back to last year, we had a disastrous kind of championship, and then we got beaten by Clare down in Salt Hill. So. Probably we are in bonus territory from where we're coming. But saying that, you're there now, and I know a lot of these players, and I would have coached them under 21. They're good fellas, and they're hungry for success, and they have a bit of experience built up over the last 2 or 3 years that they've been in a couple of All Ireland under 21 finals and that. So they're not going to shirk the responsibility, and I'd imagine they'd be going out full of confidence after a super victory against Galway and really test themselves and see where they are up against a very strong physical team like Mayo.
What have they to do to win? Other than score more than Mayo, but what have they, in terms of how they play?
Yeah, well, as we said there, that Mayo are a big, strong physical team. Hopefully they're a bit leggy after Cork. That's the talk down here in Roscommon, that maybe a bit tired. They've been on the road a while, but I think it's vital for Roscommon that they get off to a super start like they did in the kind of final against Galway. And if they get the goal chances, they have to be scored to have any chance of toppling Mayo. They've been creating goal chances in games all year, but a lot of the time we're missing them. Some games, Tom, at every National League game, we're creating 6-7 goal chances and we're only taking maybe one or two of them, sometimes none. So I think if that can turn and get a good start on Mayo and really, really go at them, the back of Mayo players' minds, they mightn't be up for the fight. That's what you'd be hoping. So Mayo will be targeting a right good start as well. They'd want to put down a stamp saying that they're still kings of Connacht, even though they haven't won the Connacht championship. They'd be going out saying we're the best team in Connacht. So I think it's going to be a fascinating game.
And the Croke Park, would that be a factor, or could be to advantage to a young, fast team that create goal chances?
It could be, Tom. The weather will depend on the weather as well. I'm hearing the weather forecast isn't good for Sunday. So you'd imagine Roscommon will be going in the fresher team. They're an awful lot younger team. I think we have 10 or 11 lads in around the age of 21 to 22, 23 years of age. So, listen, we're not physically as big as Mayo or have the experience, but you'd hope to go out, enjoy the experience, but really, really go and play the football they can play. They're all good footballers, very skillful. But listen, if they start taking the ball, running this ball into down the middle and getting stuck into the likes of Keegan Boyle and Paddy Durkin, Tom Parsons, Shamie O'Shea, Aidan O'Shea, they start running the ball into the tackle, these lads will just turn them over and they'll destroy Roscommon on the counter-attack. So they have to move the ball with the foot pass as much as they can and get quick ball and try and run the Mayo defence around the place.
There's a lot been talked about this Roscommon full forward line, and particularly the full forward line.
Yeah, you have the two Murtas and Keane Connolly inside. So two Murtas are super footballers. I coached Jermot and under 21s there for 2 years. He's one of the best footballers in the country. He's up there with top young footballers anyways. And his brother Kieran is captain. He's having his last 2 years. He's had super 2 years of football. Keane Connolly started in the kind of final, got a super goal at Jermot Murta, diagonal ball across, and it was super football. That's Liam McHale football. That's the way Liam likes football play. Using the spaces and using the foot pass as much as they can. So if we can get a good hold around midfield, primary possession around midfield, it's going to be very difficult for us Roscommon, Enda Smith and Tiger Rourke out there. If we can get enough ball out there and try and get on top of their half back line, which is going to be very hard, and get good ball into the lads will do damage, but the problem is, can we get enough ball out around the middle of the field to get the ball into the danger men?
Is it asking too much of Enda Smith to produce another performance like the Connor final?
Yeah, it's going to be very tough for him. He had a super game. He had a super game against Tomás Flynn and Paul Connery the last day. But I'd imagine Shamie O'Shea, Tom Parsons, two serious athletes, two very big men. Shamie O'Shea is a giant of a man. So you'd imagine from a Mayo point of view that they'll have seen that. They know all about Enda Smith. So they'd be targeting Enda, I'd imagine, if he starts running with that ball. And you'd hopefully he just moves that ball on and goes for a turn as much as he can.
And Killeen O'Connor, the big threat up front. Andy Moran seems to be getting better with age.
Absolutely. Andy Moran is having a super year. He had a great game the last day against Cork, and I was very surprised he was taken off so early in the second half. Serious shape. He's a great ball winner. He wins a lot of frees. He's putting up scores. So he's going to have to take a lot of watching. Whether Shawnee McDermott marks him, I don't know. Time will tell. Then you have Killeen. Killeen is back to. He seems to be back in the groove again. One of the best free takers in the country. Great man at winning frees. You know, he's very cute. So he's going to take a lot of mind in. Whether Niall McInerney marks him, I don't know. But if we can put the shackles on them and Aidan O'Shea, I think they scored 18 points between them the last day against Cork. So it's going to take a hell of a performance to keep these guys quiet. But if they can manage to do that, it'll be a positive for Roscommon.
It's a tall order. I know what your heart is saying. What's your head saying?
The head is. A lot of us, I suppose, didn't give Roscommon an awful chance till the last day in the kind of final against Galway. We were going down hoping for a performance. And in fairness to them, they produced a serious performance. Galway took their eye off the ball, but that's what's in Roscommon's problem. So I'd be hoping Roscommon can get a good start, Tom, and really, really go at Mayo, try and run them around the big space of Croke Park. But I just have a worry that Mayo back in Croke Park will want to lay down a marker against their neighbours and say that we're still the big boys in Connacht. And I just think, experience-wise and the physicality of Mayo over this Roscommon team is only a new team. They're very, very young. If Roscommon can keep it a game of it to the last 5-10 minutes, as a Roscommon supporter, you'd be very proud of them. But I just think Mayo, everything that they've done over the last few years and the quality of player they have, I just think Mayo will win this game by 2 or 3 points.